Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. I had a really interesting week. I said that at the top. And partly it was because some of the conversations I had with various individuals. And you had similar experience, yeah. Right? So it's interesting to talk about. I want to see if I can make this interesting and we can draw a connection, because I don't think these things that I'm going to talk about necessarily at a high level seem to be connected.
Most people don't do it this way when they're talking about their retirement.
Right. I spoke with a gal this week who's gone in and just new into retirement and lost her husband within the last 12 months and was wanting to make a change. And I have to tell you,
wanting to come to us.
Yeah, want to make a change in investment practice advisors. And not because the previous advisor didn't do a good job of investments. Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about that, because I think it's a really important piece to the overall bit. But here's the second conversation I had, and I was quite struck by it. I had another conversation with a client. This happened to do with paperwork. And, you know, given all the money that's being printed, tax is top of mind for a lot of people. And so he was quite concerned on some of the paperwork, wanted to know how much could be shared with the government for fear that the government is going to know how much he had and going to come after him and all of these things. Okay.
Sure.
Those two things at a high level are not connected.
Sure.
Okay. But when I was digging down in both cases, I think they are principally the same thing.
Okay.
Okay. And this goes to managing lifestyle, not managing money. And so I was thinking this week, and here was what was interesting to me. I was thinking this week about the business that we're in. Mm-hmm. What is our business? Is our business investment management? Is it wealth management?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the human journey of people transitioning to or living in retirement?
Yeah. Yes, yes, and yes.
Right? And what's most important?
Yeah, the journey.
It's the journey.
Yeah.
And so and you can chime in, because I know you had an interesting some interesting conversations as well. But as I was dealing with these sort of what appeared to be at a high level very different streams, with the gal I was chatting with, it became apparent very quickly, because she was quite emotional, that what she was missing in the engagement, because the numbers were good, right?
The performance numbers of the portfolio.
Yeah. And she would be first to say that. And everything was good. Okay. But she was very vulnerable, right? A lot of fear given all of the change. Like, her basic foundation of safety and security has been shaken in two different ways, right? This uncertainty of transition and retirement, then losing her partner, losing her husband right away. So it was the conversation I had with her really didn't have much to do with investment management.
Hmm.
It had to do with the fear of the uncertainty and the change.
Yeah.
Right? So recognize that there's a journey taking place here, and that journey, when we go through a major transition, involves a lot of change. And the same happened with this other gent. It was a very different topic we started on.
Yeah.
Right? But it's the fear of my ability to be able to live out the retirement that I want, transition assets to the kids, other, you know, beneficiaries. It was the fear, the uncertainty around what might be coming as a result of these changes.
Yeah.
And so it spoke to, again, journey, right? So on one hand, I'm talking about paperwork and administration. On the other hand, we're talking about the loss of a loved one. And ultimately, we end up in the same place in terms of
what's
a conversation.
And communication.
Yeah.
It's with this female client of ours that met with you, the conversation that she had with her advisor previously was next to nothing.
It was technical.
It was very focused on the investments.
Yep.
And that wasn't her area of interest. And we've had this many a time.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen, Dave, people, one of the two of the couples, sit in front of us, turn their head around, not look at us, when we start getting into the portfolio, and then we kind of light bulb turns on, and then we start talking about the bigger picture,
right,
the things that are important to that individual.
Yeah, how's it impact the grandkids and, you know, all these things. Yeah,
when you are dealing with a family lifestyle, when are you dealing with a family situation, the word family, meaning both parties have to come to the table. And if all you speak about is investments, and that's not what the directive or the journey that both parties want, you're going to lose one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you miss out on 50%, maybe even more, depending on who that person is and the influence that person brings into the couple for making decisions. What happens? How do you plan a strategy? How do you plan for the long term when one member's either mentally or physically not there?
Right. Right.
And I had the similar conversation where every opportunity we've had to have the wife just come in and meet with us. Let's have a conversation was no.
Right.
I don't have time. It's not a priority. Later. Then comes this COVID crisis. Mm-hmm. Husband's freaking out. And the husband says, I need to make sure everything is okay. And my question to them is, tell me your responsibilities individually on the finances of the family. And you should have just seen his face. Like, I asked him a question that no one's ever asked him before.
Right.
And he's like, well, I think I pay X percent of the household expense and she pays Y. So the minute someone says think, that means they haven't had a conversation. There's no clarity. So then what is the number? Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, I don't know. Have you guys had this conversation? No. What are the expectations of each of you? Are you expecting that your partner pays a certain amount? Well, no, not really. Is she? Yeah. Well, shouldn't you have that conversation?
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be and then have that conversation. And if you need someone to facilitate that conversation, I'd be happy to do that. And let's figure out what the strategy on how we handle our finances.
Right.
For the couple, then we can build a plan.
In support of the lifestyle.
Correct.
In support of the lifestyle.
With the highest probability so that both of you can reach your goal. I don't care, honestly, if people merge all their money together and they live under one bank account.
Right.
They have separate accounts and they do their separate thing. There's a ratio spending, X percent to him, Y percent to her. I don't care how you guys figure it out.
Right.
Just have an agreement. Right. And make sure you're all clear on that agreement so we can build a proper plan with highest probability so you can reach your goals, your lifestyle, the things that you're afraid of. We can eliminate those problems along the way. And it gets harder in my job when one partner's not having communication with the other.
Or with us. Because we don't know what their goals, dreams, and fears are.
So when our client doesn't want to tell you about their total assets and their net worth because they're afraid of the government, well, how am I supposed to do my job if I don't know your total picture?
Right. So that was interesting, just to bring it back to that, because I didn't mention that earlier, but one of the conversations we had says that there's an area about total net worth. He was concerned again about disclosure to the government. But he said to me, Dave, you don't need to know that. And I said, contraire, mon frère.
Wow. Right? That's a very French of you.
Very French.
Yeah.
But I said, hang on a second. 10 years ago, you know, that may be true. In fact, it may be true today. But I said, if I don't know that information, what is the implication of me not knowing it? Right? Is your expectation that I'm just going to sell you financial products? Because our industry has done a lot of that over the years.
Yeah.
Right? Or is the expectation that I'm going to help... I don't like to use the word manage here. Help manage the lifestyle to a goal, right? Help ensure that we're not exposing you to a risk unintentionally.
We coach, we manage, we work with you side by side. I'm on your team.
Yeah.
I'm on your team.
Right.
Withholding pertinent information for me to do my job is a problem.
Yeah, but it's a total problem. And it indicated a gap. And I think as an industry, we could do a lot better job. But as consumers... of financial advice, not financial products, but financial advice. There's a different mindset here, right? What am I trying to get from the team I'm working for, right? And it struck me again, it started really very poignantly with the experience I had with this gal. And it was a reminder, and I sent a note out to our team in particular about this because I was struck by it again. We're not in the business of managing money. Don't get me wrong. That's an important piece of what we do. That's not our business, though. Our business is about adding value in that journey that people are taking into and through retirement. And what is it they want to experience and their family dynamic and all of those things. And if we lose focus on that, then we start talking about stocks and bonds, right? If we lose focus on that, we miss asking pertinent questions about how the dynamic of the family works.
How many times have we asked questions to clients and they go, wow, no one's ever asked me that before?
Right.
Why is that important? And you walk them through how it fits their overall goals, financial plan. Oh, wow, I'm glad you asked that question.
Right.
You mean no one's ever asked? You guys don't even ask the question amongst yourselves. Cool.
Right.
We do this all the time.
Right.
But no one has asked that question from your previous advisors that you've had?
Right.
No. Well, that's why you're with us.
Yeah. Well, and so riffing a little bit on the industry too, we got to up our game, right? We got to decide what business we're going to be in. And listen, I guess there are financial product salespeople that are necessary and
that's just their job.
That's right.
To provide a product.
That's exactly right.
Our job, especially when you transition to retirement, especially when you have a death of a spouse and you're doing things differently. You're transitioning away from that into something, your new normal.
Yep.
Well, you need a transition specialist.
Right.
And a team that works with you, because that way you have every angle covered and you can enjoy the journey going forward.
Let's wrap it up, my friend. We got to talk about all this stuff.
Yeah. How does it all fit together? We call it asset dedication or bulletproofing your retirement. We'll tell you how to do that on Tuesday, August 25th, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, that wraps up another terrific show. Thank you for joining us on More Than Money on 770CHQR. We look forward to speaking with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.